Today is Thursday, December 3rd. What to know today about a change in the CDC's guidelines about how long to quarantine if you're exposed to COVID-19. And the U.S. hits three more unfortunate milestones. Also, the reason American diplomats were pulled out of Iraq. Plus, new rules are coming for emotional support animals on flights. Visa backs the first ever credit card to offer not airline miles or cash, but Bitcoin rewards. And how UPS is cracking down to deal with an overload of shipments this holiday season. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. There's a change in CDC guidelines that may impact you and your family. The CDC now says people exposed to COVID-19 who are not showing any symptoms only need to quarantine 10 days, not the full 2 weeks anymore. And if they test negative, the quarantine can be even a bit shorter at just 7 days. Now, if you're wondering why there are these new recommendations, the CDC says the full 14 days is still the safest option, but researchers hope this new recommendation will make it easier for people to quarantine, so they'll be less likely to ignore the guidance completely. And it should hopefully get people, like essential workers, back to work faster. Now, that said, the CDC is just giving guidance. It's still best to follow the advice of your doctor or your local health department. Also, the CDC is recommending Americans stay home for the winter holidays. It's mostly a repeat of what the Federal Health Agency said ahead of Thanksgiving. But since millions of Americans ignored that guidance last time, the CDC now also has advice for those who are going to travel no matter what. The agency says get tested for COVID-19 about 3 days before, then again about 3 to 5 days after your trip. The CDC says testing does not totally take away the risks in traveling, but it can make travel safer, especially if you combine that with isolating as much as possible before and after a trip. All of this new guidance comes as the U.S. just broke three new coronavirus records we hoped to never reach. For the first time, more than 200,000 new COVID-19 cases were reported in a single day. The number of coronavirus patients in U.S. hospitals topped 100,000, and more than 2,700 new COVID-19 deaths were reported as well. And that's more than any other day since the pandemic began early this year. And sadly, it's expected to get even worse. CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield warned of a rough next few months. In fact, he said December, January, and February will be, quote, the most difficult time in the public health history of this nation. Dr. Redfield pointed to how much stress COVID-19 is putting on the public health system right now, since hospitals in several states have already said they're pushed beyond their regular capacity. President Trump called it maybe the most important speech he's ever made. He spoke for more than 45 minutes at the White House yesterday about what he called a rigged presidential election. It was captured on video with the look of an official presidential address and posted to his Facebook page. In it, the president again insisted he won the election, quote, without question. Trump pointed to a few examples of fraud, saying there were counties in Pennsylvania that illegally processed ballots without observers there. He also said voting machines deleted Trump votes or switched them to Biden votes, and that mail-in ballots around the country had no safeguards. But election officials say all of his claims are untrue. Remember, state election officials, the Justice Department, and the Cybersecurity Division of the Department of Homeland Security all say there's no evidence of that type of fraud or any widespread fraud that would have impacted the election results. And right now, President-elect Biden looks to have 306 electoral college votes. That's well over the 270 needed to win the presidency. And key battleground states like Pennsylvania, Michigan, Nevada, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Georgia have all already certified Biden as the winner. The Trump administration is reportedly pulling dozens of diplomats out of the U.S. embassy in Baghdad, Iraq. Politico cited two officials in the Trump administration who say the withdrawal is only temporary, but the timing is probably no accident. While no official has pointed to a specific threat right now, the Washington Post did speak to an unnamed source who pointed to the upcoming one-year mark of the U.S. assassinating a top Iranian military leader. We're talking about Qasem Soleimani. Remember, he was killed by a U.S. drone strike in Baghdad on January 3, 2020. So it's possible January 3, 2021, which is next month, could be especially tense in the area. Also, tensions are even higher in the Middle East right now because a prominent Iranian nuclear scientist was killed just last week. Iranian officials have blamed Israel, an American ally, for that killing. So the State Department said the safety of its U.S. government personnel is its highest priority. Even with dozens of diplomats leaving Iraq's capital, the U.S. ambassador to Iraq will stay put, and overall, the embassy will keep operating. The United Nations is urging world leaders to make curbing climate change a priority in 2021. the UN Secretary General gave a speech at Columbia University. There, Antonio Guterres blamed climate change for making what he called apocalyptic fires and floods, cyclones and hurricanes, the new normal. He said, quote, humanity is waging war on nature. The UN leader says a big part of the problem is countries are not living up to the promises they made in the 2015 Paris Agreement. A new UN report backs this up, too. Countries were supposed to pump out less fossil fuels like oil, gas, and coal. But the report says instead, countries are on track to produce 2% more by 2030. So bottom line, the world is still far from meeting the goals set in that agreement. Keep in mind, the Trump administration officially withdrew the U.S. from the Paris Agreement last month. But President-elect Joe Biden has promised to rejoin as soon as he takes office. To be continued. All right, we have more news still ahead, but first let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor. If you've ever questioned what's really in your vitamin or you just can't make it part of your routine because the ones you've tried kind of taste gross, you'll want to check out Ritual. Not only does Ritual use only a clean, vegan-certified, non-GMO, gluten- and allergen-free formula with no fillers, colorants, or shady additives, but it also uses key nutrients to help fill the gaps in your diet. I also appreciate that I've taken my Ritual multivitamins with or without food, and it does not upset my stomach. That's because they come in time-delayed capsules that are designed to dissolve later in less sensitive areas of the stomach. In fact, they're somehow even minty and fresh-tasting. So it's helped me really form the habit of taking these multivitamins every day. Plus, my vitamins are delivered right to my door each month with free shipping. And if you don't love Ritual within your first month, they'll refund your first order. Right now, Ritual is offering the Newsworthy listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/newsworthy to start your Ritual today. Again, get 10% off during your first 3 months. Go to ritual.com/newsworthy. Now, back to the news. The U.S. is cracking down on emotional support animals on flights. The Department of Transportation unveiled new rules yesterday. They basically say only dogs will be allowed as service animals, and others like cats, pigs, snakes, peacocks, and more will not. Remember, this has been a hot-button issue for years. People have sometimes flown with exotic animals because they say the animals provide emotional support. But others argue the animals make a mess in the cabin, and a few times they've intimidated or even tried to attack passengers and crew. So the federal transportation officials felt the need to roll out new rules. Now, only dogs that have been trained to do a specific task for someone with a disability are allowed, and they'll need the paperwork to prove it. The new rules will go into effect sometime next year. It's the first ever credit card in the U.S. to offer Bitcoin rewards instead of the usual cash or airline miles. Visa has partnered with the cryptocurrency financial tech company BlockFi to offer this new credit card. Now, to be clear, there have been other debit cards to offer digital currencies as rewards, but this is the first credit card. Cardholders will earn 1.5% back on all purchases, and it will be automatically converted to Bitcoin going into a BlockFi account each month. Then you can withdraw it, earn interest on it, or use it as collateral toward a loan. Now, of course, the value of cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin are known to be very volatile, but lately Bitcoin has been up, reaching a record high just this week. The new Bitcoin Rewards credit card will have a $200 annual fee and be available early next year. UPS is reportedly cracking down on some large stores since it's getting overwhelmed with package deliveries. As the Wall Street Journal reports, UPS drivers were told on Cyber Monday to stop picking up packages from top retailers. That includes Macy's, Gap, Nike, and L.L. Bean. And this is significant, since in a pandemic-era holiday season, more and more shoppers are placing online orders instead of buying in-store. So stores are relying on companies like UPS, FedEx, and the U.S. Postal Service to deliver those packages. But all three have said they're overwhelmed. Already, UPS and FedEx have raised prices, and they're promising to hold retailers to some temporary limits. They've also rented out extra equipment, and they're hiring tens of thousands of workers for the holiday season. Still, FedEx, UPS, and USPS say if you want your packages to make it before Christmas and you don't want to pay too much extra, make sure you send them by December 15th. Basketball superstar LeBron James signed a new multi-million dollar deal with the Los Angeles Lakers. He's agreed to an $85 million two-year contract extension. Now, before this, James was set to be an unrestricted free agent next summer, meaning any other team could have picked him up, and he would have been sought after, too. He's one of the best players in the NBA and helped the Lakers win the championship this year. And that said, he's now locked in with the Lakers through 2023. And by the way, the next NBA games are right around the corner. Training camp started this week, and the season starts December 22nd. The national Christmas tree will be lit tonight. And this is the evergreen tree located near the White House. Every year since 1923, it's been decorated for Christmas, and it's usually lit by the President of the United States or the First Lady. In a normal year, thousands of people turn out for the tree lighting ceremony, but this year there will not be a live audience because of the pandemic. That said, the ceremony will be streamed, so you can watch it online if you want. There will also be a handful of performers this year, including singer Kelly Pickler and the United States Marine Band. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. But first, a quick break for our sponsor, Castle Grade. If you're looking for a mask that is reusable, sustainable, comfortable, and has the same level of protection as N95 masks, then check out Castle Grade. In fact, Castle Grade masks are registered with the FDA as an N95, so it filters air in both directions on inhale and exhale. And the Castle Grade mask is much more environmentally friendly than other ones. Instead of contributing to the billions of disposable masks and N95s being thrown out each day, the Castle Grade mask is reusable and even dishwasher safe. The company also says the silicone mask base naturally forms a self-suction seal that doesn't fog up your glasses and allows for breathability. They have options for adults and kids, and even activated carbon filters that help remove toxins from smoke and fumes, perfect for anyone living in an area prone to wildfires. So go to castlegrade.com to learn more and enter the discount code NEWS10 at checkout for 10% off your first order. That's castlegrade.com and use the code NEWS10 at checkout for 10% off your first order. Now back to today's thing to know. It's all about how two top U.S. lawmakers are getting replaced. Specifically, we want to mention the seats left behind by the late Congressman John Lewis, who died over the summer, and Senator Kamala Harris, who was set to become the vice president in January. And for each of those seats, the process to replace them in Congress is different. First, Lewis's spot in the U.S. House. Georgia held a special election back in September to replace him. Since that race was so close, state law requires a runoff or a redo election. And that runoff was held just a couple of days ago, and former Atlanta City Councilmember Kwanzaa Hall won. That said, he'll only fill in for the 1 month Lewis had left in his term anyway. Lewis's long-term replacement will be Nikema Williams, who spent the last 3 years as a state senator. She easily defeated her Republican challenger in November, so she'll go to Washington in January. So what about Kamala Harris's seat in the Senate? Her term was not supposed to expire until the end of 2022, so there's 2 years at stake here. Remember, Harris is from California, and there the law says it's up to the governor, Gavin Newsom, to choose her replacement. So far, there are more than 10 candidates who have expressed interest or their names have been floated in news reports. The New York Times says the current California Secretary of State, Alex Padilla, is likely a frontrunner. But again, it's ultimately up to the governor. In the meantime, Senator Harris is still working in the Senate until Inauguration Day on January 20th. And that's your thing to know today. All right, thank you so much for listening today. If you enjoyed the show, we always appreciate you spreading the word. Word of mouth is one of the best ways people learn about us, so thank you in advance. We'll be back tomorrow with more news to know. Until then, have a great day.